Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Hello again. We're going to look at the general election next, specifically the timing of it. Obviously, Niall Collins, it's not within your gift to call the election, but there may be some questions as to why the election is going to be on a Friday rather than a Saturday. Last time, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was adamant it was the best option, allowing students home for the weekend to vote and to get out the youth vote. Is that not a consideration this time, do you not think?
Well, it is, and on the last occasion, despite what the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said, the turnovers fell from 66% to 62%. So the previous general elections of 1997, 2002, 2011 and 2016 were all held on a Friday, and all of our local and European elections since the early 90s have been held on a Friday also. I think it's the best day of the week that suits the vast majority of people, and we see that from the drop in turnout on the last occasion on a Saturday. Saturdays, ironically, doesn't seem to suit everybody because people are busier, often with, you know, other engagements and family duties and whatever they're at weekends.
It suited Sinn Féin. They did well out of it last time.
The turnover dropped from 66% to 62%. So I think we should pick the day that facilitates the highest turnout, and that's what the numbers show.
Rose Conway-Walsh, you did well out of a Saturday. You're disappointed.
Indeed. No, I think it should be a Saturday. Like, I mean, there's many young people who have been forced to leave this country who are working and commuting from London and working in London, including my own son who lives there. He cannot get back on a Friday to vote because the flights won't come in time for people in rural Ireland, for students who are living.
The vote is open to people ordinarily resident in the state. Yeah. Is that cover people who are abroad?
Yeah, well, people have an interest. People who've been forced to leave this country have an interest in what's happening in the country. They want to create something for that they can come back to. And I think that's a part. But also in rural area, like, people cannot get down. If they have lectures till 5 o'clock on a Friday evening, they can't get back to vote. What's the big deal about a Saturday? Often in European countries, you have elections held over weekends, over 2 days. Why are we restricting people's right to vote?
But the Electoral Act says people have to be ordinarily resident in the state in order to vote in a general or
yeah, but you have students who are forced to study abroad as well. I mean, are we going to exclude all them?
Well, that's what the Electoral Act says. They have to be ordinarily resident.
Yeah, but
in the
if they're resident here, but they have to be forced to study abroad because they can't get a place here or can't afford accommodation.
I think the government love all the speculation about the election because it burns up all the time that we can actually use to discuss the fact that they haven't met their housing targets this year, that there are 900,000 people in hospital waiting lists, that the cost of living is still hammering people. I do think that we have a zombie doll as well at the moment. And what I mean by that is I had a bill in relation to protecting farm incomes on Thursday. Nobody showed up for it, except for, in fairness, one person from Sinn Féin and one person from the government, because everybody else was knocking on doors.
People can still
at the
submit PQs, though, can't they?
They
can still get information for their constituents.
They can, but you got to.
They can still sit on committees.
I attended questions to the Minister for Social Welfare there about a week ago. She prepared 20 questions. It was for an hour and a half, and the questions actually fell after 45 minutes because TDs weren't showing up. I think the government should just call it at this stage in relation to the election. It doesn't make sense for a, you know, the
are you operating on the basis, just a final word, are you operating on the basis the 29th of November?
Either the 22nd or the 29th of November.
Rose Conway-Walsh, you operating on the basis the 29th?
I do think it'll be the 29th.
Okay,
but
Niall
I do
Collins.
Think we should be back next week to do the Occupied Territories bill.
Okay, Niall Collins, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, either the 22nd or the 29th, but it looks like it's going to happen sometime in November anyway.
All right,
yeah.
And calls for to come back next week for the Occupied Territories Bill and indeed the Mental Health Act and other things, yes or no, do you think?
Well, any piece of legislation that doesn't get completed during this Dáil term, before the Dáil dissolves, there's absolutely no reason when the Dáil and the new government takes up office in early January, why that job of work can't pick up every piece of legislation that didn't make it
over. We have to leave it there for today.